You're listening to the Targum Yonasan on the Parsha with Daniel Eisenberg. This week's Parsha, Parsha's Bamidbar, we have the discussion of the Degalim, the tribal formations of the Shvatim. They would be gathered, they would travel by what's called Degel, which was a group, right? There are 12 Shvatim overall. Not right, splitting up Yosef into Ephraim and Manasseh, leaving Levi in the middle, and the Mishkan, the Levi kind of all around, and the Mishkan in the middle of them. But there are four Degalim, meaning 12 tribes divided by four, so three tribes each, and they would have what's called a Degel, which could mean a tribal formation, or it could mean a flag or a banner, and indeed Chazal definitely understand it at least also as a banner, and that the tribes all had flags, had banners, and the Degalim also, right, meaning the three Shvatim together, also had a group flag. And the various Midrashim, in Shmos Rabbah, B'mid Rabbah, or other places, Gemara, discuss some of the details of these flags, what they looked like. Some they speak about some of the colors of the flags, some of the images of the flags, right? And some of like a wolf for Benjamin, a shore for Ephraim, things that you might see on some shuls that have stained glass windows. So the kind of things that you would see on these stained glass windows are often what was on the flag of that tribe, though not 100%. So this is what some of the Midrashim discussed. Now, Targum Yonasan also elaborates on the details of some of these Degalim, though there are a bunch of differences that I noted that I haven't seen before anywhere else. First of all, some of the color schemes are different. He seems to have a different order of the Shvatim on the Choshen, which is fascinating, at least over here, not like he has in Tetzaveh. Also, some of the animals seem to be different. It could be, though, that Targum Yonasan is specifically speaking about the Degalim, meaning the group of three Shvatim, and not the individual ones. But one thing that I haven't seen anywhere else, which is, I thought was very fascinating, is that Targum Yonasan says that there is a pasuk on each of the four flags. Each of the four Degalim had a banner with a pasuk written on it. And I want to take a look at those pasukim. I'm going to read it straight from Targum Yonasan, because Targum Yonasan does the Aramaic translation, but they're psukim that we're familiar with. So the first one for Degel Machane Yehuda is Kuma Hashem v'yafutzo yevecha v'yinusu misenecha mipanecha. Right? That's what we know. It's in Parshas Baaloscha. It was what Moshe would say when the Aron would start to move. And we say it every Shabbos, and actually every time we take up the Torah, every Kriyas HaTorah, at least four times a week, many more times in the upcoming week, where we say this pasuk. For Degel Machane Reuven, the pasuk is Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Okay, also quite a well-known pasuk, if not the most well-known pasuk. Then the next pasuk for Degel Machane Ephraim is a pasuk also from Baaloscha, V'andan Hashem Alehem Yomam, the cloud of Hashem was upon them in the day, B'nosa Min HaMachane, in their traveling from the camp. So that's what it says by Degel Machane Ephraim, and Degel Machane Dan says Uvnucho Yomar Shuva Hashem. Of course, it was also from Parshas Baaloscha, and it's what we say also every Kriyas HaTorah has to be put away the Torah. That was what was said when the Aron would rest. Uvenocho Yomar, when the Aron would rest, so Moshe would say, he would say, Shuva Hashem, Revos Alfei Yisrael. Okay, so those are the four psukim. And we want to try to understand what the significance of these psukim are. Some of the Mefarshei, Targum Yonasan, try to connect, one of the Shvatim in the Degel to the Pasuk, try to find some connections there. But I think in general, there must be a big picture of these four Pesukim, what they may mean. And it really makes a lot of sense, right? We're talking about the tribal formations. We're talking about how the camp traveled. So it makes sense that you have mostly Pesukim about the Klal Yisrael traveling. In fact, it really makes perfect sense, because we know for Degel Machane Yehuda, so the Pasuk is, as we just said, and by the way, if you want to see these inside, so the Targum Yonasan is the whole discussion of the Degalim Targum Yonasan is from Perek Beis, Pasuk Gimel to Lamed Gimel, but specifically the four Pesukim that describe the four Degalim in detail are Pasuk Gimel, Pasuk Yud Ches, and Pasuk Chafei. So that's where you can see the four Pesukim. And it makes a lot of sense, Degel Machane Yehuda, that it would have the Pasuk of the Aron starting to move. Kuma Hashem, because they would indeed lead. And it makes a lot of sense for Dan, Degel Machne Dan, the one that's Me'asef Kol Machanos, the one that was the last of the Degalim, that would be Uvnucho Yomar. That makes a lot of sense. And you could also say for one of the middle ones, it makes sense that you would have Vanan Hashem Aleim Yomam, the Nasim Minachat Machane, that the cloud of Hashem was upon them in their traveling from the camp. So that's like somewhere in between the Aron and cloud going forward and resting. So that makes a lot of sense. The one that doesn't seem to fit, though, is the one for Degel Machne Reuven, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Now, granted, that's definitely a very, very important pasuk, but it doesn't seem to have any connection to the theme. In fact, the three other pasukim we mentioned are all back-to-back. Right, in Parshas Baloscha Perek Yud, Pasuk Lamed Dalet is Vanan Hashem Aleim Yomam. Pasuk Lamed Hey is Vahibin So Aaron Vayomer Hashem Kuma Hashem Vifutzayvecha. And then the Pasuk Lamed Vav, the next Pasuk is Vnuchol Yomar Shuvah Hashem Ravos Alfa Yisrael. Meaning these are three out of the four Pesukim on the Degalim are back to back Pesukim, and they're talking about the traveling of the Machane. Yet the Degel Machane Reuven Degel has on it Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. What is that doing there? So I think there are a few possibilities, but what I just want to suggest for now is that maybe it connects us to a midrash about Shema Yisrael. You know, we know Shema Yisrael. Of course, we say it 2 to 3 times a day. We say Shema Yisrael, but the first place in the Chumash that we have it is when Moshe teaches it to Klal Yisrael in Parshas Vaaschanan. That's where we have Shema Yisrael and Vehavta. But according to Chazal, we knew about this pasuk a lot earlier. That we have, I mean, aside from certain personalities saying it, right, and trying to be mekayem the mitzvah of Shema, but we have, when it's mentioned explicitly, the full pasuk in its entirety is a scene on when Yaakov is on his deathbed, surrounded by his sons, and Yaakov wants to reveal certain things to them, and then he is unable to. He's nervous that maybe there's something puzzle in them, something invalid in them, something wrong with them spiritually that he can't explain to them, and they respond in unison, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Listen, Yisrael, our father Yaakov, Hashem, our God, Hashem is one. And they demonstrate that they have faith. They say, we are just like you. Your God is our God. We are filled with faith. You don't have to worry about us. And so that's what Shema Yisrael would mean to Klal Yisrael at this time. Because this time, Klal Yisrael don't know about what Moshe taught them. He didn't teach it to them yet. So presumably in their memory is this scene on Yaakov at his deathbed. But there's another midrash about Yaakov. I think it's another midrash. I don't think we find it the same midrash that Yaakov at his deathbed would told Klal Yisrael something else. He told them how he wanted them to be positioned when they would carry his Aron, and they and Chazal say further that those were also to be the positions that they would be around the Mishkan, which are essentially around the Aron of Hashem. They would be in the same position as they were around the coffin. In fact, there's a midrash that says that when Moshe was first told about the Degolim and the tribal formations, Moshe was nervous. Oh no, it's going to be a whole mess. They're going to be fighting. And Hashem says, no, don't worry. They actually were already told in Yaakov's deathbed, his will and testament, he said where they're supposed to be positioned, so they already know it going in. If that is so, then I think we can explain why Shema Yisrael is one of these four psukim. Right? Shema Yisrael to Klal Yisrael, what that meant, that was a reminder of that scene where they committed to what Yaakov instructed them. Before that, there was strife in Klal Yisrael, there was Mechiras Yosef and family feud, and by this point, when they committed to doing everything right, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, and completely joining together, and they also accept upon themselves to know their roles, to know their positions, to stay in place and not step into anybody else's territory. That's a lesson that they learned when Yaakov was on his deathbed. And this whole scene of them committing to doing the right thing, what's right by Hashem, the committing to Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, the committing to their proper positions as instructed by Yaakov, if there's one pasuk to summarize that scene, that commitment, it would be Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. So when we have this pasuk, so when Yehuda goes first, Degel Machne Yehuda goes first, so the pasuk we see over there, oh wow, Kuma Hashem Yehuda Yivecha Nusim Yisnecha Mipanecha. And before anybody gets jealous that they went first, that Yehuda went first, before Reuven gets chosen, anybody else, right on Reuven, and Reuven might be the one to even say, hey, hold on, I'm the Bechor, I should go first. But on Reuven's flag, it says, Shema Yisrael, Shem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, reminding them, a flashback to that scene where they stood around the bed of Yaakov and accepted upon themselves Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, and accepted the instructions of their spot. And then you can move on to say, and through this, and through this Achdus, and through this acceptance, and through this unity, we get to the Pasuk of Degel, Machanei Ephraim, which is Vanana Shem Alehem Yomam Benasim and Amachana, that the Shechina of Hashem, the cloud was over them. So you know, once they accepted this, the cloud is over them, and then of course he gets Degel Machanei Dan, and that's Uvenuchol Yomar. So now really the Shema Yisrael is not out of place. All the psukim make a lot of sense, and of course there's so many important lessons to learn, but one, of course, is the lesson of unity, of achdus, of accepting, knowing our places, accepting other people in their roles. And of course, as we head into Shavuos, Vayichan Yisrael Neged Ahar, how can we be Makabel the Torah without having this Vayichan Yisrael, Ki Ishechad B'Lev Echad, which then we should be Zocha to have this unity and Zocha to accept the Torah together. The beautiful Shabbos and a very uplifting Yontif.